This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is time for some baseball nuggets. Here's Bassick.
Well, let's start off with the Philadelphia Phillies, and I'll get to the Texas Rangers real quick, but I just find this an interesting, great story. Everybody remembers Charlie Manuel. He was the manager of the Cleveland Indians for a little bit, my first manager ever in the major leagues.
Phillies?
And he was the manager of the Phillies who won the championship in 2009, if I have my years correct, and lost to the New York Yankees in another year that he was the manager. Well, after the 2013 season, he was let go by Philadelphia. And so they're struggling hitting this year. And Charlie Manuel, for his pretty much whole life after he got done playing professional ball, has been a hitting coach. But Gavin, this goes to where baseball has gone over the last 5 or 6 years. People like Charlie Manuel have kind of been pushed away from the game because we're going with a lot of new school approaches, and you grew up in a time and place where we're not sure if you're going to be able to handle all the new things without pushing back on us. We don't want pushback. We want our stuff to be initiated in the game, and we'll find out if it works or not, but we don't want you holding back on everything that we want to do.
No, we want your help, actually.
Yeah.
We want you to be along with us, but just apply your experience to it.
And so they're struggling hitting the Phillies this year. They're trying to catch Atlanta. They're trying to win a wild card spot if they can't catch Atlanta. So they hire Charlie Manuel back, and I think this was big on him. After being the manager for 8-9 years there, he went back and he's the hitting coach now.
At 75 years old or whatever he is?
Yeah, he's an older guy. And so they're hiring a guy who, and I'm sure, look, Rudy Jaramillo, we were at a remote about a year ago. Remember the hitting
catch, right?
And Rudy was there, and Rudy would be considered an old school hitting coach because he's been doing it forever. But yet he's up on all the technology that's going on and all the new approaches to different ways of hitting. So I'm going to assume Charlie, who hitting is his life. I mean, he just loves talking hitting. When he was a manager, it was all about like, hey, catchers, catch the ball from the pitcher, but your most important job pretty much is to get hit. And I remember listening to him say stuff like that. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it was almost like, hey, can you really pay attention to them being catchers? Like in my head, because
yeah, let's coach
a
little more of
that. Them to be a really good catcher too behind the plate. But he lives for hitting. They have a good game last night. They win 11-1 over Cole Hamels, who got a standing ovation in Philadelphia, coming back there, I believe for the first time, but he got hit pretty good. But they were chanting, Charlie, Charlie, and they hit well. They're just saying, hey, can they do that 40 more times? Can Charlie Manuel turn around? Bryce Harper's had somewhat of a disappointing year after signing the big contract. They traded for JT Realmuto, the best catcher in the National League last year. He's had a year that isn't the best of years that he's had when he was with the Florida Marlins or Miami Marlins. So they're hoping Charlie Manuel can bring back some magic to Philadelphia's lineup. But what's interesting to me here, one, that you would come back and be a hitting coach after being a manager for such a long time there and bringing the championship there. And then second, that a team would look at it and go, hey, are we a little bit too new school? Are we forgetting some of the basics here and just trying to go so computerized, so analytical, that we might have lost a little bit of the interaction? There's actually the interaction of a human being talking to a human being and trying to
very
get that
important
human being,
yeah,
you know, going.
To transmit that message, right? I mean, if you that's the secret part of it. How do you get that information to the guys? And that's going to require a great communicator. And the only way for that guy to be a great communicator is if he has the experience of being in the same place. So I think this is the pendulum swinging back the other way.
Yeah, I think there's going to be, as we've had, they fought really hard to make sure that they got their ways. And
yeah,
I think some of their ways are great. Some of the shifts and some of the ways that they're doing things, I totally agree with some of the numbers that they're doing. But did they push so hard that they pushed away some positives that the other side was bringing?
Yeah, you know, I think the old school might have been a little bit stubborn. So in order to clear that out, they kind of had to go scorched earth to win that, right?
Yeah.
And now they're like, okay, now that we've won it, let's see if we can get them to come back on our terms.
Yeah, and it looks like, at least in Philadelphia, that's kind of happening with Gabe Kapler being a guy who's very new school approach. And now the hitting coach that they have now is, I'll say old school because he's super old, but is going to now work within the system that is now in place through most general managers and most staffs, that they have an analytic department that you really have to pay attention to and work with. Now, to the Texas Rangers, I thought it was a really good start for Colby Allard. Watching the game, Mazzara should have caught a ball that he didn't catch. In fact, it was funny. Woody was on the headset when it happened, and when it's hit, he's like, Woody's got to catch that ball. Not before he dropped it, but as he sees that ball, like, Woody's got to catch it. He didn't catch it. They let him go pretty much immediately, Dave Raymond and CJ Nikowski, so he could start possibly managing now with a runner on third base and nobody out and a young kid who just turned 22. Like, we don't want to take away your attention too much here because,
yeah,
well, we'd like to hopefully call a win here, which we're not getting to do a whole bunch on the road for this trip. So see you later, Woody.
We might like some of these interviews too in the future, and I think if we hold you for another 20 seconds, it might be the end of it.
Yes, and I thought Allard, now he got out of that situation, and he gave up the run. The triple ended up scoring. It shouldn't have been a triple. It should have been a ball caught in the outfield. And Nomar Mazzara did make a really nice play for Allard later in the game against Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but
he's hitting him well this week.
Allard pitched out of situations, and I thought that was big. Another big situation, and this was pitching to me. In the fifth inning, and I'm forgetting the score right now, but the Rangers are up. Not by a lot, but they're up. And the first guy, he starts off 3-0, and I'm like, oh no, is he losing his energy, you know, losing his possible focus? He's had a good four innings so far, and he gives up a hit, and he shouldn't have got down 3-0 to Jansen, their number 9-hole hitter. Next guy comes up, I think it was Biggio, and he hits a ground ball to Ruggie. Ruggie boots it, error. So now there's first and second, and I believe there was one out. So he had gotten an out in there, but there's one out, first and second, and I'm like, oh no, it's a close game. We can't Mazzara and now Ruggie. And I'm just like, you can't with a 21, 22-year-old kid and you're struggling to score runs. You don't want to put more pressure on him. You got to make these routine plays that I believe are routine plays. You can disagree with me on that, and I totally understand. But that ball Mazzara should have caught, routine. The ball Ruggie should have caught, routine. But then he said, you know what? I've seen this aggressive team score 19 runs the other night. I've seen this aggressive team attack Sean Kelly on first pitches and go deep on two home runs in the sixth inning. What I'm going to do is now I'm going to throw soft. I'm not going to throw fastballs and challenge these guys. And to me, that was thinking. Now, I also give Jose Trevino some credit behind the plate too, because he was the one calling the pitches, and I didn't see Allard shaking off. So both of them thought and worked with their brain and said, hey, what happened in the two games previous of challenging these young, awesome hitters? Well, they swing first pitch and they hit doubles and home runs. Let's not challenge them with fastballs. Let's challenge them with off speed early and get them off balance.
Love it.
Did it with Vladdy Jr., got a fly ball to right field on a fastball in to finish him off as he's looking for soft away, because you started him off soft away. And then the next hitter, Greenwich, if I'm saying his last name right, he comes up and you throw soft, and then finish him off with a fastball that he takes for strike three, because he's like, he's going to keep throwing soft, it looks like. And then, so to me, it was really thinking on Colby Allard's part on how to get guys out. And I think that's a great sign from a kid who just turned 22 years old.
Oh, yeah, that is terrific. A couple more miles an hour on his fastball. We've learned that. And now a thinking man's pitcher. It sounds like he's got the tools, Mike.
If we're up to three, Minor, Lynn, Allard, what other names are relevant for next year's rotation? Is it still guys here that we haven't seen that we're hoping to see?
Out of the organization.
Okay.
I looked at Brock Burke's numbers. I'll transition to this because I think this is a good way to transition. I looked at Brock Burke's numbers. He's had a pretty good double-A year, had a much better double-A year with Oakland in their farm system last year. I think he had a 1.95 ERA last year in double-A. This year, it's not bad. I think it's a 3.19. I'm going off the top of my head. But I think those were his ERAs last year in AA compared to this year in AA. He has gone to AAA for two starts and has not really done that well in AAA. I think what they want from Brock Burke, the Jerks and Profar main trade piece, is they want him to finish off the month of August in AAA, and they're going to call him up in September and give him some innings here. I don't know if it'll be starting innings. I don't know if it'll be relieving innings. They are hoping that at some point Brock Burke or Joe Palumbo, who we've seen a little bit here, can be part of the rotation next year. But for me, Jeff, I really think it's got to come outside of the organization if you want to try to win 90 games next year.
Spend that money.
But here's what I looked up. How about this? Nick Solak. Remember that trade earlier in the year? Tampa Bay second baseman in the minor leagues?
Oh, yeah, the guy that was supposed to scare Ruggie.
Yes, and we traded Fairbanks.
Right.
Is he scaring Ruggie? I don't know, because Ruggie has done better. How about this in 25 games from Nashville? He's batting 340 with 9 home runs and 25 RBIs in 25 games. He is home run tearing it up.
More than every three games? That's probably a home run every 10 at-bats or so?
Yes.
Wow.
He is tearing it up. Now, he doesn't walk a lot. I will say that. He only has 5 walks in his 25 games. And unfortunately for Rangers, the strikeouts are way too much. He is a guy that looks like could be a high strikeout guy. Now, if you're going to bat 340, I don't care how many times you strike out. I would like to reiterate, if you hit 50 home runs, I don't care how many times you strike out. It's not preferable that you strike out 200 times in a season, but if you're going to bat over 300 or if you're going to hit 50 home runs, I will live with a lot of strikeouts. It's what I can't live with is a guy who strikes out a lot who does neither of those things. So I want to tell you about Nick Solak and how great he's doing. And to finish off baseball nuggets here, Ronald Guzman has gone down, and in 15 games, he is batting .267 with 3 home runs and 10 RBIs, and he has 19 Ks in those 15 games. That's what he's doing is average for a AAA guy. But he's not proving at all since going down for 15 games that he really deserves to be considered as a starting player for your 2020 Texas Rangers.
Must be stressful time for him right now. Not much time left in the season to prove, you know, what you can do.
And they're both 24 years old, by the way. Solak's 24, Guzman's 24 years old.